Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
And welcome, hour number two. Dave Sussman here for Real Side Radio across the Fruited Plains. 52 stations on the Salem and GCM radio networks. You can also find us at Facebook at the Real Side Radio. And check us out on Facebook because there is a chat room where it is just overflowing with people commenting and chatting with each other. And people are making good friends there. Hey, Facebook friends, how are you all? I'm Dave Sussman. You can find me every day at America's Voice News. I have a show called America's Voice Live. I talk for 2 hours every day about the news, what is going on, a lot of live news and a lot of commentary as well. And you could also find me weekly on Thursdays at 4 p.m. on America's Voice News with a show called Whiskey Politics. And you could also find Whiskey Politics as a podcast. You can download that in all of your favorite podcast applications. And you can find me at David Sussman on Twitter. I went to an amazing event the other night. I go to a monthly cigar group with a group of friends. And we had a discussion on Monday night regarding Attorney General Bill Barr's speech that he gave to the Federalist Society last Friday. And I'm just going to suggest everybody right now, stop what you're doing. Yeah, even if you're driving in your car, pull over to the side of the road. If you're at home or wherever you may be on the treadmill, stop everything you're doing and write down, look up Bill Barr's speech to Federalist Society from last Friday. It's a yarn burnt, it's a stem winder of over an hour, and you will listen to every single word. He absolutely thrashes and shreds the political left in a way that I have never heard before. From a constitutional standpoint, there are several significant parts of this speech, but when Bill Barr slammed the political left for their endless attacks on President Trump and their bogus narrative that Trump, that is Trump, that's subverting the Constitution, holy cow. I'm just going to read a few of his comments here. One of the ironies of today is that those who oppose this president constantly accuse this administration of shredding constitutional norms and waging a war on the rule of law. When I ask my friends on the other side, what exactly are you referring to? I get vacuous stares followed by sputtering about the travel ban or some such thing. While the president has certainly thrown out the traditional Beltway playbook, he was upfront about that beforehand, and the people voted for him. What I am talking about today are fundamental constitutional precepts. The fact is that this administration's policy initiatives and proposed rules, including the travel ban, have transgressed neither constitutional nor traditional norms and have been amply supported by the law and patiently litigated through the court system to vindication. Indeed, measures undertaken by this administration seem a bit tame when compared to some of the unprecedented steps taken by the Obama administration's aggressive exercise of executive power, such as, under its DACA program, refusing to enforce broad swaths of immigration law. Barr also specifically called out the resistance. The fact of the matter is that in waging a scorched earth, no holds barred war of resistance against this administration, it is the left that is engaged in the systematic shredding of norms and the undermining of the rule of law. This highlights a basic disadvantage that conservatives have always had in contesting the political issues of the day. It was adverted to by the old curmudgeonly Federalist Fisher Ames in an essay during the early years of the Republic. He continues on, I strongly suggest and encourage that you watch or read the whole thing. After 8 years of having partisan radicals running the show and turning the Department of Justice into a political weapon for Barack Obama, it's refreshing to see that we have an advocate for the Constitution and the rule of law. And I got to tell you, the left absolutely hated it. They were triggered by it. They were spoiled by the corruption of the Obama years when Democrats were above the law and constitutionally was based on the whim of Barack Obama, Eric Holder, and Loretta Lynch, not the actual Constitution. And it's clear from Barr's speech that he's on the side of the Constitution and the rule of law. And that is why we must take back the House in 2020. And I'm not just saying that. This is one of the most critical aspects of next year's election. Because if you allow Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi to continue roughshod and assault the executive branch using their powers in the legislative branch, this goes against everything from the Federalist Papers and the Founding Fathers and the norms that we've expected from this country. And we need to overturn the House to put some sanity back and equal powers back to the three branches. President Obama absolutely abused the executive branch. A pen and a phone was all he needed. This president isn't doing that. We're seeing that now being done by the legislative branch and the Democrats, which are run by the Democrats. So this is why it's critical. And after the next break, we're going to have Clint Morgan, who's running for Texas 22 out there in near Houston. And we're going to be talking about how we're going to be able to overturn the House, get it back, make it red again, and get these crazies back out to pasture where they belong. Dave Sussman here at Real Side Radio. We'll be right back after the break.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now. And you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever. And you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Erin Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
You gotta keep control, baby. That's right. Gabe Sussman here, Realside Radio on 52 stations, Salem Radio Network, and GCN across the Fruited Plain. And you can find me daily at America's Voice News with my show, America's Voice Live, and Whiskey Politics. And you can follow me at David Sussman. And before the break, I was talking about Bill Barr's incredible speech that he made to the Federalist Society, talking about the encroachment by the legislative branch on the executive branch. The Democrats are trying to take Donald Trump out, and I suggested that the way for us to answer this is to flip the House back red in 2020. And one such person that is trying to do that is Clint Morgan. He is a candidate for Texas's 22nd congressional district in the U.S. House of Representatives. Clint, welcome, my friend. How are you?
Hey, Dave. Doing great.
Good. So, first of all, tell us a little bit about Texas 22. I believe you guys are what, outside Houston?
Yeah, we're on the south and west side of Houston, wraps around the upper middle class suburbs, Katy, Sugarland, Pearland, down to Friendswood. And it's historically been a fairly safe district. At one point in time, this was Tom DeLay's district. It's become a little more
the hammer.
Time. Yeah, yeah, a local legend. And it's become a little more marginal over time. We're down two cycles ago. We won it by 20 points. Last cycle, we won it by 5 points. And our sitting congressman, great Pete Olson, is retiring. And so now we've got an open primary going.
Right. Wow, wow. Well, you you certainly have an incredible background. You are obviously focused on making the country a better place. You've also provided your time and dedication to making Houston a better place, assistant district attorney of Harris County, among many other things, working at the Court of Criminal Appeals. So you certainly know your way around the law. Let me get your perspective on what we're seeing right now, not just out of Texas, but what we're seeing out of Washington, D.C. When we talk about Bill Barr, Attorney General Bill Barr, talking about how the left is encroaching on essentially removing the separation of powers, basically just using the legislative branch. We talk about a hammer. I say he's using it as a sledgehammer. Schiff, Adam Schiff, is using his power as a sledgehammer on the executive branch. What are you seeing right now from your perspective, from a legal perspective?
Well, the main thing to look at from a legal perspective with the impeachment is there's no legal perspective to the impeachment. This is strictly an entirely political act by the Democrats in the Congress, and they think they've got the votes to do it. They're looking for excuses to do it. They keep futzing around with these legal terms. Is it quid pro quo? Is it a bribery? We don't really know what it is. Perhaps we're upset that Donald Trump fired the Ukrainian ambassador. I think we were upset about that last week. These are all things that are in, these are all reasons, it's an act in search of a reason is what's going on at this point. And so they're using things that purport to be legal processes, or looks like they're questioning witnesses, it looks like they're making legal accusations, but this is just a sheer exercise in political power and nothing more.
So when we see you talk about it from a standpoint of political power, and I think everybody, including many Democrats, are seeing this for what it is, and it's a sham and a farce and a charade and a pantomime and any other. The whole idea for them is that they just could not accept the results of the 2016 election, and that it was a duly elected Democrat process whereby President Trump was elected by the Electoral College. This is the way that our Constitution works. It's not a popularity contest. It is, otherwise Donald Trump could have come to California, New York, and Illinois and gone home the rest of the time. But they never accepted it, and we've seen a long litany of ways that they've tried to essentially overturn the election. If it's not the 25th Amendment, it was Stormy Daniels. If it wasn't Stormy Daniels, it was Russian collusion. That goes all the way back to 2015. We know the DNC and Hillary Clinton's campaign essentially co-opted the Russian collusion story. They actually spent money on it, Clint, with the Steele dossier. That led to the FISA memo, which we're going to be learning about here shortly, coming out with the with the Durham report. But do you think from a standpoint of America, who are busy living their lives, taking care of their families, educating their kids, and going to soccer games, are they paying attention to this? Are they paying attention to this encroachment on the executive branch?
No, I don't think they are. I've not seen any evidence of it. I've tried myself to watch these hearings. These sort of drag on, and I kind of like to wait till the end and just read the transcripts, because we all know what these people are going to say, and I think at this point in time, the attempt to unelect Donald Trump that they've been engaged in since the election, everybody knows what the score is, and everybody's positions are settled on this, and I don't think there's a lot of people who are paying enough attention to be moved here in the middle on this. I think people are tuning this out because everybody knows this. The Democrats trying to undo an election they lost.
Gotcha. Clint, where folks can find you regarding your campaign and where they can support you, by the way?
You can find me at clintfortexas.com. I'm on the Twitters at Clint Morgan TX. And you can check out my Facebook page, at Clint Morgan for Congress, on Facebook.
Clint Morgan's a candidate for Texas's 22nd congressional district. And after the break, Clint, I want to hear what's going on in Texas. I know a lot of Californians are moving eastward into Texas, and they're bringing with them their primordial Marxist ooze. And we're now starting to see certain sections of Texas that are going deep blue. I know Austin and parts of where you live in Houston are seeing that impact as well. So after the break, I want to get your perspective on what you'll be doing in Congress to obviously bring some sanity back to the world, especially in the House of Representatives, and what is going on in Texas as well. So, folks, don't go away here, because we're going to have a lot more coming up with Clint Morgan. And by the way, folks, if you're not following us on Facebook, check out The Real Side on Facebook, and you can join the rest of the Facebook group. There's a lot of action down there. I know a lot of people around the country are chatting with each other. They're making really good Facebook friends on The Real Side as well. And again, you could follow me at David Sussman on Twitter, and follow and watch my show daily here at America's Voice News with America's Voice Live and Whiskey Politics. And when we get back, again, we got Clint Morgan on the line, candidate for Texas's 22nd congressional district for the U.S. House of Representatives. And I believe the primary election is on March the 3rd, 2020, right in the middle of when the Senate impeachment trial is probably going to be happening, folks. So I think they're probably going to be sorry they actually got what they wished for there. We'll be right back after the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Democratic presidential candidates are in Atlanta for debates. Moderator Rachel Maddow asked this impeachment question to senators.
Will you try to convince your Republican colleagues in the Senate to vote the same way? And if so, how?
Of course I will. And the obvious answer is to say, first, read the Mueller report, all 442 pages of it that showed how the president tried to obstruct justice, and when Congress failed to act at that moment, it meant the president felt free to break the law again and again and again, and that's what's happened with Ukraine.
And that was Senator Elizabeth Warren. Senator Amy Klobuchar also responded.
I have made it very clear that this is impeachable conduct, and I've called for an impeachment proceeding. I just believe our job as jurors is to look at each count and make a decision.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
And if you're watching the Democrat debate, you're not listening to us. And if you're listening to us, I hope you're not watching the Democrat debate, because according to Cody here, who's just cracking up in the sound booth, he's laughing. He's just, you know, apparently Elizabeth Warren suggests that she wants to increase the number of people that actually serve in the military, which is incredible because every person that follows her on Twitter's head's exploding right about now. Anyway, let's hope they don't get power back, especially, and that we don't allow them to keep the House in 2020. Clint Morgan is working as hard as he possibly can to try and prevent that. Clint is a Republican and a candidate for the Texas 22nd Congressional District outside of Houston. Clint, okay. So before the break, I teased everybody with a little bit of the primordial Marxist ooze that is sweeping eastward to places like Texas, where Californians are leaving because of the ridiculous regulations and the taxes, and they're taking their politics with them. What are you seeing right now in Texas? A lot of people are suggesting that it is purple-ish, and that within one or two cycles, it may actually go blue.
You know, I've seen a lot of that, and I moved to Texas about 12 years ago, and this is a running joke down here. Every single cycle, there's always news stories about Texas is turning blue this time. And I've got this theory that this is ginned up by the Texas television industry to get out-of-state money for campaign ads. Now, they came a little closer last time, and I assume at some point Democrats. Yeah, that was quite the thing.
Was that 3.6% or something?
It was pretty close. It was something like that.
Yeah.
And it was very close here. My home county, Fort Bend County, went blue. Harris County went way blue.
That's Sheila Jackson Lee, right?
Yeah. That's Sheila Jackson Lee. Yeah, it's, yeah. I think there's something of a negative reaction to the president, but every time there's an off-year election, you know, it's all the president's enemies and half of his friends show up to vote. And I think there's still a lot of vigor and vitality in the conservatives of this state. And I think a lot of people, look, some Californians do come here and bring their politics with them, but some are sort of refugees from California coming here for our politics. And I know an awful lot of people who came here because they're conservatives, because they wanted to live in a place with low taxes in a small limited government. I think we get a lot of people like that. And so to the degree we've got problems, Californians coming here, they're only part of it.
Yeah, yeah. So talk to me a little bit about, and let's take it from this perspective, because you're running for the House, and tell me, remind me right now, who's in the seat in your district?
That's Pete Olson.
Pete Olson, okay. And what's the situation there with Pete?
Pete served several terms now, and he decided to retire and spend more time with his family.
Okay, and it's R plus what, would you say, in that district?
I believe it was R10.
R10. Okay, so it's a safe seat for the Republicans. Obviously, you're going to get through the primary first. So talk a little bit about the issues that you're running on and, you know, how they are maybe aligned with the president and where you may differ.
Yeah, so I'm definitely running with the president on border security. I think that's if Donald Trump gets a second term, winning two elections on border security, he's got to get what he campaigned on. That would be a complete travesty. If we didn't get the border security he's looking for. So that's number one. Number two, I think I'm trying to run on a platform of the Republican Party putting families first. And that's, has a lot of permutations that branch out. We need to realize that our pro-business policies need to be pitched to suburbanites as pro-family policies because small businesses, correctly understood, most of the time are family businesses. And family businesses let people live the life they want to live. They let them raise children they want to raise in the manner they want to raise them in. And our pro-business policies, I think, particularly making it easier for child care deductions for small businesses, things along those lines, I think that's a solid thing people are looking for is that more economic freedom. And that's perfectly consistent with what the president's doing. I'll differ from the president only really in my tone on a lot of these things. I don't think the combativeness plays too well in the suburbs. I think people here are wanting a calmer style of politics than we've been given by the national parties fairly recently. And that's what I'm aiming for myself. I think the Trump agenda is popular here. I think the things the president are doing is popular here. He's kept us from invading more countries in recent years. He's helped the economy remain prosperous in recent years. You know, I think we need to stand up and push back a little bit on the left-wing attack on our values, our family values. And I think the president's on board with most of that. And, yeah, we need to stand up and protect our freedoms. That's the fourth thing that we need to be doing there. And the president's on board with that. Pro Second Amendment, pro First Amendment in terms of respecting freedom of speech, free exercise of religion. And that's the Republican platform that I believe in. And I think that's a platform that wins in the suburbs. I think it wins pretty much anywhere.
It's pretty straight down the center of what conservatism stands for today. And I agree with you on the president's effect when I talk about his tweets, maybe. It may be turning off. It's certainly showing the polls. It's turning off females in the suburbs. I said in the first hour, you know, my mom believes in all the policies of President Trump, but she just has this, but he's just so, and I get that. And I get it. Although I like the president, and I came in 2016 with my fingers crossed behind my back when I voted for him because it just wasn't her. But holy cow, is he getting things done that is a conservative wish list from, you know, obviously appointing judges. He's over 157 at this point and counting. We're talking obviously about from a geopolitical standpoint. Just take a look what he did with Israel in the last couple of days. Pompeo came out and they basically said, hey, we're getting rid of the Obama policy on not recognizing Israeli settlements. I mean, every area of the world, we're seeing Iran implode right now because of the sanctions that this president has been putting on Iran. Instead of enabling our enemies, he's going against them. And, you know, we're seeing them come to the table. Even things like trade, while I think it's certainly short-term pain, I think will lead to long-term gain. What are your opinions on trade? Because it sounds to me like you're an economic conservative as well. You talked about small family businesses. What impact do you think trade is happening? We just saw today President Trump was with what's his name from Apple? The CEO from Apple, Tim Cook.
Tim Cook.
He was there. Tim Cook is bringing the manufacturing of iPads back from Mexico and China to Texas. In our last couple of minutes here, you know, what are you seeing right there?
You know, I am with our president on trade. I am generally, my instincts are to be, are for free trade, but at the margins, and China is certainly at the margins, in terms of their human rights abuses, which are horrible right now. And in terms of their economic manipulation, it's just, you can't have free trade with a country that's not interested in free trade, with a country that is using free trade, to exploit you, to steal your intellectual property. And to hide its own human rights abuses. And what I understand, there's some short-term pain, like you just said, but ultimately this was a fight with China that we were going to have to pick in some form or another. And I think one of the most remarkable things that Donald Trump has done as president is he has really turned the national consensus on China. When he started the trade war, it was not that popular. I had to stop listening to NPR on my way home because every day in the car, it was just some sort of sob story about people being harmed by the trade war. And sure, that's sad.
Well, that was your first problem right there. You had NPR on your dial. So.
Yeah. Yeah. It was the only place not airing political ads last year.
Okay.
But
Clint, I don't want to interject, but we're coming in hard for a commercial here. Again, where can folks find you and support you?
They can go to ClintForTexas.com and click on the donate button.
Clint Morgan, Republican candidate for Texas's 22nd congressional district. And folks, go check this guy out. He is the real deal, and we need more people like Clint in the House. And I know he's got a tough primary to get through, so all the support across the country will help him as he needs. And Clint, thank you so much for joining us, and we'll check in with you in a few months and see how things are going for you. I wish you the best of everything.
Thanks a lot, Dave.
Thank you, Clint. And folks, we'll be right back here after the break. We're going to talk about the crackdown on free speech again on our college campuses right here at Realside Radio. Dave Sussman. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com. Or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate, that's more like it.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name.
And welcome back to Real Side Radio. Dave Sussman here in the chair for Joe and your guest host. And we're live on Facebook at our website, realside.com. And you can always give us a phone call, 855-732-5563. Last Monday night, I was at the premiere, Monday a week ago now, the Hollywood premiere at Groman's Chinese for the No Safe Spaces movie with Adam Carolla and Dennis Prager. And I met up with Michael Knowles from the Daily Wire, and he's a fantastic guy. He goes to my cigar group, and I've gotten to know him pretty well over the years. A super, super nice guy. And he just tweeted something that apparently just came out of the Democrat debate that's happening right now. He says, apparently 96% of killers in this country are young boys and young men. We need to change that. Apparently Andrew Yang, who said that, is proposing we get more women to start killing. Listen, if it wasn't so serious that these people hold the reins of power, at least right now in the House of Representatives, it would be hilarious. It is hilarious. They are a clown car. They are insane. And the Twitter mob that's following them are even worse.
I can't, it's hard for me to go on Twitter anymore these days. I try to go on in little fits and starts, but it's just brutal seeing these children. They're adult children, and they don't have any understanding of the concepts of our Constitution and the amendments, and the fact that the First Amendment is the First Amendment for a reason. And that's what this movie was about, No Safe Spaces. The attack of free speech, the assault on people's opinions, that you can only have the same opinion that I have. And if you don't, then I'm going to brand you a racist and a sexist and a xenophobe, and you can no longer come and talk on our campus, as we just saw yesterday. In New York, at Binghamton, New York. Binghamton University protest cancels Art Laffer's appearance. You know Art Laffer. He's been on my show several times. We just had him on last week at America's Voice Live. He is the father of the Laffer curve. Essentially, he basically helped Ronald Reagan create the longest peacetime prosperity known to man, maybe up until this point. We see what happens with Trump. You know, he's a free market guy, and he's one of the nicest men you will ever meet. He is constantly smiling. And he goes to Binghamton, New York last night. He was invited by the College Republicans, and he was taken and booed off stage and prevented from speaking. Here's a clip.
Center stage on a college campus.
Take a look at this. Dozens of students at Binghamton University in New York State shut down a lecture by Presidential Medal of Freedom winner Dr. Arthur Laffer on Monday. Watch.
Tired of getting murdered by this administration. Because of this, we will mention the stories of all the lives lost to the administration that you, this man, this liar, Arthur Laffer, supports.
Two protesters were arrested as Dr. Laffer and conservative students were ushered out of the room.
Well, he is a former economic advisor to President Ronald Reagan and founder of Laffer Associates, and he joins us right now from Nashville with the post-game show. Art, good morning to you.
Good morning, Steve. How are you this morning?
We're doing okay. So what was your controversial speech you were going to make that the kids there had to shut you down over?
I don't think I had anything controversial to say whatsoever. It's just economics. I mean, this administration has done a phenomenal job on creating prosperity, and it's because of good economics, just the way Reagan did. And that was my talk. What they did was they just don't like the organization, the Young Republicans. They don't like the sponsor, which was Young America's Foundation, which was founded by two great friends and mentors of mine, Bill Buckley and Ronald Reagan. They just didn't like that, and they were very disruptive. I never felt personally at ill at ease at all, by the way, just so you know. But they were out there in the crowd jumping on the tables, and one of them put on a mask and, you know, sort of looked like the Antifa group. And then the police pulled them out and made sure I got out of there. I would have stayed longer, but they wanted me to get out right away.
Well, Dr. Laffer, walk us through what
it's
happened.
Too bad.
Did you get to speak at all?
No, I did not. I just got up there at the podium to speak, and then this young man.
They didn't let him speak, and he didn't get to speak. And he went to Binghamton, which is not local to where he lives. Folks, what are we doing here? What are we doing in allowing these children to take over our institutions of higher learning? And I'm not suggesting that every leftist or Democrat is this bad. In fact, I'm just going to read here from the Binghamton homepage.com. That's the name of their university newspaper. And the president of the College Democrats of Binghamton University, Tim Markbreiter, says, "We agree with everyone's right to protest nonviolently and to engage in civil discourse. We do not, however, endorse the use of violent protest, nor do we think The Economist yesterday should have been interrupted and shut down." Listen, I say this with all due respect for people on the left, because I've got friends of mine that are classic liberals. I barely have any friends that I would call leftists anymore. And there is a difference. And watch Whiskey Politics last week with my interview with Dennis Prager, who talks about the difference. There's a difference between liberal and leftist. And what the leftists are doing to our country, not just on college campuses, but on social media, on mainstream media, where these gender studies degrees have now graduated and are now promulgating these stories against this president and Republicans in the newsrooms, and they're basically running roughshod over CNN, MSNBC, and the mainstream networks. And we're now starting to see these tactics actually being practiced by the House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff, preventing the Republicans from actually even defending this president and calling witnesses and being shut down from asking certain questions. This is all coming and stemming from an attack on our First Amendment free speech. If you haven't seen the movie No Safe Spaces, please go. Please see it. Please take your friends. Please take your kids. This isn't a right or left issue. This is an American issue. And when you have somebody like Art Laffer, Dr. Art Laffer, Presidential Medal of Freedom award winning Dr. Art Laffer, who is one of the nicest men you'll ever meet in your life, and his policies that were implemented by Ronald Reagan, along with other things that Ronald Reagan did, led to an incredible economy. Reducing taxes, reducing regulations. This is what this president, President Trump, is doing. And every time I've had Art Laffer on our show, he calls it. He tells us when the next tax reform bill is going to come through. And if we weren't dealing with impeachment right now, we'd probably be arguing about tax reform 2.0. This is what the Democrats are doing with this charade, this farce, this pantomime, is they're preventing good policies from taking place. We're seeing it with the USMCA. We're seeing it with other issues, such as prescription drug bill, that will lower our costs. These are the things that the Democrats are preventing Americans from getting because of their sheer hatred and zeal for power. Both combined, hatred for this president, Orange Man Bad, and their quest, their unquenchable thirst for power. And we now have an entire generation, I'm sorry to, I'm insulting an entire generation here, but the millennials have been mollycoddled through colleges that give them permission to go up on stage and prevent somebody like Art Laffer to not speak or break down and tear down windows at UC Berkeley when Ben Shapiro comes, or Jordan Peterson, or whatever you think of her, Ann Coulter or Milo Yiannopoulos. What are we teaching our children here? This is the one country that remains on the face of this planet where you should be able to say what you want to say without recrimination or worrying about going to prison. You can't even do that in England, as we saw with Tommy Morrison. He made some statements that people perceived was Islamophobic. I'm not a huge fan of the guy, but he went to jail because of it. That's England. That's where I was born and raised and lived. No, it is America that remains the beacon of freedom in this world, and the leftists, not the classic liberals, the leftists are trying to turn us into what we saw in Russia with Pravda. And guess what? The newspapers are following suit, aren't they? Lock, stock, and barrel. They are complicit with Adam Schiff's impeachment farce. You should have seen the news today. They were literally giddy, peeing in their pants. They were so excited when they thought Sondland said there was a quid pro quo, because Adam Schiff took a break and went out and told exactly CNN, MSNBC what to say and what to write. And guess what? Like good soldiers for the leftists, they did. And it all starts with the attack on free speech that we're seeing across the plain, especially at our college campuses. Go see No Safe Spaces, folks. We'll be back here after the break. We got Michael Loftus joining us in the third hour. Don't go away.